This is CPR News. I'm Matt Bloom. Denver's expanding its STAR program, which sends paramedics and mental health responders to help people in crisis. Denverite's Rebecca Tauber has more on the city's effort to limit unnecessary interactions with police.
City Council voted Monday to approve a $2.3 million contract with Servicios de la Raza, a nonprofit working to end poverty. The organization will create a network of community groups and build programs to help people after they receive immediate care from STAR. Officials say it's a chance to help grassroots groups that don't often get city money. They hope the expansion will offer people longer-term support tailored to their needs. I'm Rebecca Tauber, Denverite.
Suncor Energy is fighting a state plan to monitor air pollution around its Commerce City refinery. As CPR's Sam Brash reports, environmental groups want the court to hear from the community.
That battle started when the state rejected Suncor's air monitoring plan this summer, saying it fell short of a 2021 pollution law. Suncor disagreed and sued regulators. Environmental groups and community associations now want the court to hear from people affected by decades of poor air quality around the refinery. Lawyers for Earth Justice and environmental nonprofit say that's especially important if regulators and the company try to reach a settlement. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
The metro area's regional transportation district is ending its R-Line bus shuttles due to staffing shortages. RTD began running the shuttles after the R-Line derailed in September. It has yet to come back online. It's around 60 in Denver and across the Front Range. This is CPR News.